ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನ ಶಲಾಖೆಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರನುಮಿಳಿತಂ ಜೀನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾಬದನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮನೆ ಗೌರತ್ಯಸೇ. ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಲೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ಯಂ ಪ್ರಭ್ಯಜಂತಮಂತೇತಮಪೇತು ಗತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈತಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹ ಕಾತರಯಾ ಜಿಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯತಯಾ ತರ್ವೋಭಿನೇದು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನ್ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ಜಿವಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾಹಿನ ಇತಿ ದಿಗ್ಗೈ ರಾಧೇ ತನ್ಮಯ ಮಾಂ ಚರಣಂತಿ. He explains what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan, what is Swayam Bhagavan. So first here, telling that what is Brahma? Brahma, Jnana, the knowledge of Brahma is prakrit, material. Someone thinks that it is transcendental, but not transcendental. He is telling that what we see in this world, so many kinds of shapes, qualities, and all other things, and we see that after some time they become old, and after some time they pass away, transfer, and at last they go to ruin. So we think that Brahma is opposite to this. So we see all the shapes in the world which are not eternal, changing, changing, and one day what? Disappears. So that Brahma should be, they may be shapeless, tasteless, attributeless, and of the anadi, nirvana, like this. So this thing depends on you. Here, where was that? This is like prakritik. Also he says that Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of God, is the Sat-Chit Anand. Transcendental what? Existence. If there is no name and shape, no existence at all. There must be some name some qualities and some faith. Otherwise, it is not any vastu, no existence. But it may be that we cannot see or realize by these senses. But there must be some faith. And knowledge, transcendental knowledge there. And this knowledge is also changed into mood, bhava, rati, snehi, man, pane, rag, anurag, mahabhava. This transcendental knowledge, up to that, more than that. So also this should be in transcendental, that body, in the existence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sat, Chit, and Ananda, happiness. Happiness is one-sided. I'm taking coat and feeling very happy. No object. Only a sense. Then it is called happiness. But when there will be any object of the happiness, then more happiness will be realized. And that happiness is called ananda. Like a friend came to me, very near and dear. Or I love anyone, and my beloved came. And I get something to eat, and he is taking, then I feel more happiness that I was taking. So here, object of the happiness is there. But here, object of the sukh is not transcendental. But if our object of that transcendental happiness is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is, then our ananda will be so much. And serving Him, He will realize some happiness, and we also realize happiness, and that is called ananda. So this ananda has two things. Asya and Visha, object and observer, shelter, both. So three things should be in Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Brahma, only Chit and not transcendental so much, very fraction like that. Partly not reflection, partial, and it is called Brahma. Three, Sat Chit Ananda, among three, only Chit, and in Chit also very little. Reflection, perverted reflection of Chi is there, and it is called Brahma. Perverted. Because it depends on matter, this I told before. So not pure reflection. भौतिकता के विपरीत वो समझते हैं किंतु नो रियलाइजेशन एंड दैट इज व्हाई इट इज हैज बीन कॉल्ड ब्रह्मणों गीता प्रतिष्ठा. सो हियर not pure, not whole, only unseen, partly, perverted reflections, not pure first, not pure, because it some connected with worldly ideas, and it is called Brahma. But when seek, unseek, plus sandhini, satta level, when this world was created, and through Garbhodasai Vishnu entered in this world, and he became less and less than Koti in Nagarava. And he entered in the heart of all living entities. And then he became Garbhodasai. So much relation with worldly things to control. And as a sakshi, what he is doing, material things or what he is doing. So, he has so much relation, more relation with worldly things and less relation to spiritual. But himself is out of mind. That part. So that Paramatma is Paramatma, who is Sakshi. He is telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Keval Gyan Pyakrit Vastu Hai. Have you read that book? Goswami is telling Chin Matra Vastu, not so much mind, not fully transcendental, unseek cheat, perverted reflection something is called Brahma. And Paramatma Antarjamityamaya, Maya Sakti Prasu, Chisakyamsa Vishishta Paramatmiti. You should see. Are you seeing? That is Paramatma.
He is situated as the super soul in the heart of the living entities.
Only in the antarjamit samaya, maya sakti prachur, chi satyams, visishta paramatma iti.
Again, in direct distinction from the manifest and material world, Bhagavan appears as the impersonal Brahmasvarupa Tattva. Hence, Bhagavan is the original Tattva and is the supreme absolute truth.
परमात्मा भक्ति शब्द में कहा गया है अंतर्जामी समय माया शक्ति प्रचुर की सत्यांश विशिष्ट परमात्मा की Krishna Tattva is very easy and he is so sweet. But this Tattva, Brahma Tattva and the Paramatma Tattva are meaningless. No use at all. So it is very hard. But Krishna Tattva is highest, but even so sweet. So, but we should try to know. especially those who are preachers. Otherwise they cannot preach. What?
From this antaryami of maya shakti, prachurati shakti, shishtam paramatmiti.
What is meaning?
After the creation of this universe, the expansion of the Supreme Lord who enters it as the controller of material nature and who is situated as the maintainer of the creation is known as Jagadishwar or the all-pervading Paramatma.
It's like Chishakti ka prakashkam. Some relation with Chishakti, but very little. Maya Shakti also. Because he has to control and see what Jivatma is doing, and he is Sakshi that he is doing material things. And he is attracting with Maya. He also sees. And that is why he gives some danda, punishment. So, anyone is seeing in his heart this Paramatma, Yogi, like Yogi, they can see Bhagavat Tattva, transcendental supreme personality of Godhead. Only fraction. केवल भक्ति आदमी जो तत्व लक्षित होता है मल्ली बाई दि वे ऑफ भक्ति प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरण और श्रद्धा निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव देन प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय बाई दिस इफ कृष्ण इज एनी तत्व इज सीन देन ही इज कॉल्ड दैट तत्व इज भगवान इन भगवान सत चित आनंद ऑल आर पूर्ण कंप्लीट सो इन नारायण इट इज कंप्लीट एंड इन द्वारका मीन्स मोर कंप्लीट एंड इन कृष्ण इन ब्रज मोस्ट कंप्लीट भक्ति संदर्भ The symptom of this Bhagavat Tattva has been written like this. Paripurna Sarva Shakti Visisht Bhagavan Iti. Paripurna Sarva Shakti Visisht Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with all kinds of potencies and full, then it is called Bhagavan. In Brahma, in Brahman, Narayan, in Ram, in all manifestations, all are called Bhagavan. But not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan who? Not only Sarva Shaktiyan. But at that time he will be with full rush. And all kinds of potency, all kinds of power in Krishna. Then he will call Bhagavan. As written?
The complete absolute truth endowed with all transcendental potencies is called Bhagavan.
Jagat srishti ho jane par, when this world was created, By whom? Whom it was created? Who created? Prakriti? Nature? Yes, but partly. She is matter. No independence. Nothing she can do. And she is joy. No concept. Prakriti. But Maya has some, Maya is power of Krishna. Prakriti and Maya, so much difference. And Maya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Yogamaya, Purnima Devi. In Vaikunth or Jagat. And Mahamaya who creates this world. But even she cannot do without the wish of Krishna. Not wish of Krishna, Karna Vishai Vishnu here. Only she can do. It seems that Brahma is creator of this world. Sometimes she has false ego like this. And the deity of Maya, embodiment of Maya, what? Maya Shakti, Maya ki pratisthatri Shakti. Maya Devi is Durga. She is called Durga. No? So, Durga creates this? No. Only by the wish of Karnabhisai Vishnu and by the wish of Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu, she can create. When first world was created, then from the navel, navel of Garbhodashai, a lotus came out, and there was a lotus flower, and whole was covered with water, and from that lotus Brahma was created. Not soul of Brahma was created. What was created? Body. He has also body like us. But his body is not totally like us. Some difference. Then he used to think what to do. Only water, water, water. Then at once he was praying to God or anywhere that who am I, why I have been created, and he began to pray. At once there was a sound, tapa, tapa, and then he remembered Vedas. Like, and he began to tap. Tap means what? Tapasya. Began to think and think and think, and automatically, not taking anything, not reminding world. No water, no anything, no sleep, nothing, always bring up. Who is the creator of this world? What should I do? Oh, please, merciful to me. Sprinkle your mercy. Do it. This is called Aradhana. And in tap there is no object of that thing. And he has objects. No? This is the difference. Gautam Buddha has no object of his trance. But all Vaishnava has trance like this. In trance they have some object. And he saw that, oh, Narayan came in his, or Krishna came in his trance. And then he began to tell, Chatushloki Bhagavat. Bhagavata was already at that time. Srimad Bhagavata is transcendental, Gita is transcendental. So, he saw Krishna there. And Krishna began to tell, oh, so you wanted to know all those things? Aham eva asameva agre nanyat jat kinti satasat param. Oh,
when this world is created, before this I was. Now I am existing everywhere myself. And one world will be destructed, I will be remain. So my one of the name is Ananta and Shesh. I am still here. After he told four slokas. Harite artham jatpati ta na pratyet cha atmani. Poor beta ki re. Mane acha. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jat vijnana samantam sarahasyam padangascha grihana gaditam maya. Jnanam tattva jnanam. Sarahasyancha bhakti. Vijnan, prema bhakti, visheshupena, prema bhakti. I'm telling you, explaining you. Grihana gaditam, I'm telling you. What is tattvajnana? He told him. And then he told tattvajnana, and then process of bhakti, bhakti. And the result of the bhakti is Avitheya prayojan, that is Braja Prem, Gopi Prem, Radha Prem. He told, and he heard, but not realized. Like anyone is so thirsty. I told, if you will take water, at once you should take it and your thirst will go away. You will get so much remedy. He told, I don't need water. What is water? Or you can go to river Yamuna, Ganges, and any well, anywhere, and with water you will be satisfied. But this knowledge will not satisfy him. His thirst will not be quenched. When a glass of water will be given to that person, and he will take and then, oh, yes, my thirst has gone. I am now okay. So Krishna is telling him and Brahma is hearing. How I am? How is my process, bhakti, to have me? And what is prem? By which I can be controlled. He told everything. That's what he told. But he knew, like I am telling all these things to you, but no realization. In the same way. You are hearing all these things. Have you any realization of prema bhakti? Process of bhakti, even shraddha? So in this way. Then Krishna saw, and he told all. What? Harite artam jat pratyeta na pratyeta cha atmani tat vidyatmano jatha maya jatha bhasuta. Etavadeva jigyasu anvaya vyatireka jat satyat anvaya vyatireka bham jat sarvatasyat. I don't remember full. I have, but now no. Your rite artham jata pratyeta. Rite means satya. Satya means transcendental truth. Who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Brajendanandan Shyam Sundari is himself absolute truth. No? Krishna is telling to Brahma. Where he abode means Vaikunth, in Vaikuntha, Golok, in Golok. Supreme dham where Krishna abodes is Vrindavan, Gokul, it is called also Braja. Three are one here. But not one, Achinta Bhedava is something also. Gokul where Krishna takes birth, these pastimes. Vrindavan where Rasa and all these things. But supreme place is Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, on the bank, on the foot hills of Govardhan. That is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. If Krishna, Govardhan is budding, then his two eyes are Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. Mouth, Govardhan. His tail, Pushari. So supreme abode of Krishna is where? Radha Kunda. Shyam Kunda means Braja. Here, Krishna prema is so high. So, this is also transcendental. Here, beginning from Vaikuntha and up to Radha Kunda, no illusory maya, no durga, no need of this maya is there. There is Swarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, in the shape of Srimati Radhika herself, full of rush, open of ocean of rush, and where Krishna can play in this by the webs of this ocean. With less and less innumerable embodiments of prem and love. What are they? They are gopis. He told everything. There is no maya. So there is no maya, no chance to forget Krishna. Nothing that we can forget to serve Krishna. So anyone cannot fall down from there. Always remembering, always serving spontaneously, because maya is situated on the back side of Krishna. What is back side? This perverted world. So no maya there. So no chance. That is why it has been told yadgatvananivartetattadham paramandham. So, there is no rite artham. Here, rite artham means supreme truth. Who is Krishna himself? So, where is Krishna in his abode, that is in dham, there is no maya. Rite artham. And not in self of Krishna. Out of that. Who is the Christ? Like tamaha and pratichabi. Reflection like. Like that, we should think that Krishna is like, absolute like sun. Where there is sun, no darkness. So darkness is maya. So why he will be in transcendental world and where Krishna is there? Maya cannot be. So no cause of forgetting Krishna and his service. And that is why it has been jatha bhaso jatha tama. One chavi, prati chavi. Prati chavi means? Reflection. What's the reflection? Sun is there. You know? In the sky. And there is water here. In this one. Sun is reflecting in
water.
And this sun is moving here and there. Why it is seen? Reflected sun is not actually sun. Perverted reflection. Maya is shaking and it seems that sun is also shaking. It may be that some clouds can come in the sky and cover sun. Then it will be like some andhakar, dark. But find Prithvi, that is earth, where we are, is opposite to sun. So the places we are in front of sun is seen from there. Now we can see sun from here, but India, it is too dark. Sun is not seen. No? So this darkness is Maya. And the pratichabi, that is that sun seen in there, not actually sun. So two are the इसके उदाहरण के स्थल हैं examples of Maya. So Maya cannot be in that lok, never. But its origin, Yog Maya, Asvarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Halabhini Shakti, Sandini and Sambit, they are there. Only the reflection in this world, creating this world, this material world, always changing and always full of suffering. They have no suffering, nothing, not forgetting Krishna. So he is telling. Anna Datireka Bhang Sarving Gurudev. Krishna sometimes sends from his associates and sometimes he comes himself or manifests himself to help all conditioned souls. Here we should serve Gurudev. If you are lucky to have a pure Gurudev, bona fide, then knowing from him Anvay and Datire, what we should do and what we should not do, what is helpful, what is not helpful. So knowing all these things, we should try to follow. Don't disremember Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Like those divine says, and you should follow all these things. Then we will know who is Swayam Bhagavan, Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Then we can have some difference between Jagannath Dev, Baladev Subhadra, to Krishna, or Ram, who is Krishna himself, but something different in the Rasa Tattva. Siddhanta Tattva Abhede Api Sisa Krishna Sarupayo Rasena Utkrishyate Krishna Rupamesha Rasa Sthiti. So we should know all these things. Then Brahma could not realize what is the Rasa, what is Maya, what is Hladini Shakti, Sarup Shakti, he could not. And how before creation he was there? How now he is here? And how when world will be demolished, how it will be? Then, Krishna, oh, Grihana Gatitam Maya, oh, what? I am giving you all this knowledge, manifest. And he did like so, and one place by his glance, and at once he realized. Oh, how he thought. Everything he knew at once, and realized. And then quickly Krishna disappeared. So we should try to know all these things. A guru is giving knowledge, but a disciple cannot realize, but what is process giving, doing, and at last Guru will tell, oh, I'm giving you. Then quickly we will realize, otherwise not. So bhakti, and especially Radhanga bhakti, depends on the mercy of Krishna and his associates. If anyone doing process, it is also the mercy of Krishna, he is giving so much. Like anyone went to any place and he gave you rasagulla and puri, kachauri, all these things he offered to Krishna and gave, and you began to take. And if you cannot take, then oh, he will give you fire, chawal, dal, roti, atta, puri, yesar, and you should cook and then offer and then set. But both are the, it will be both by the mercy of devotees, especially devotees. If Krishna will give something, it will be not fullest. It may be full, but not so much. What? Extremely. Absolutely. There should be some lacking. That is why he could not realize the Radha Prema so much. He realized something. If Radha was there, Srimati Radhika, or totally not, he has to create world and to be always busy in this. Kitna ho gaya? Sare ho gaya? Achha. Oh, very Janma.
Durga
Devi. Maya and Prakriti. Prakriti is nature of Karnabhisai Vishnu or Garbhodasai. Nature. Nature depends on Shaktiman. Nature cannot do anything. When we will wish, then nature will do. Material, all those things. It is like a matter. And when Garbhodasai, it is up to Pradhan and Upadan. There are two kinds of Prakriti, nature. When Mahavishnu, Karnabhisai Vishnu, sees and gives some glance means inspires. Then that prakriti, nimitta prakriti, doing something, working. And when Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu, the incarnation, the duty of Upadana, when he inspires, looks after this might prakriti, then Upadana prakriti, then it becomes like air, water, akash, all these things. Then ahankar, rajas, tamas, sati. Then from rajas ahankar, sound comes. From sound, akash comes. Then from
fire, air.
There are some systems like this. From sabda, akash. And then, naam, roop, space, and that space air comes. And from air, fire comes. That is roop comes. And from this roop, that is fire, water comes. From water comes this prithvi. It contains root, rush, gant, sabda, spas, everything. Akashvalli, sabda. And from this tanmatra, root, rush, gant, sabda, spas. And from this, then material body. Chiti, jal, pava, gagana, samira. Which is? All these things come. And then Karna, main reason is his wish of Karnabhisai Vishnu, and then wish of Advaitacharya Mahavishnu, Upadan Prabhu. And then they are not seen, but this Prakriti's karja are seen, the actions of Prakriti, all this world. But actually, the inspiration or power of Karnapusha is Vishnu and his parts. But what are they? What are they? Only reflection of Yogamaya of Vaikuntha or Braja, like Sarup Shakti. Sarup Shakti only one power of Krishna. Krishna is only alone, his power is alone. But Vidhaiva Suryate, according to the functions, is known as so many things. Ladini, Sambit, Sandhini, Parashakti, Yu Shakti, Maya Shakti, Antaranga, Bhairanga, Tatastha, so many. In Vaikuntha Narayani, in Dwarka, Satyabhama Rukmani, or with Ram Sita, in Dwarka not. In with Karnadi Sai Vishnu, there is also Lakshmi, Garbhoda Sai is Lakshmi, like so. Gaur Pramanam Gaur.